Hello friends, Denny Pruto here. It's my plan to present to you three short lessons developing my definition of preaching. But before we get into the first lesson, please listen to the scriptures as given to us through the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 22. Peter says to those to whom he's writing, "Since you have in obedience to the truth purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart, for you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off, but the Word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the Word which was preached to you." Peter connects the truth through which people were born again and the word which was preached. And this is important for us to grasp, and this idea given to us by the Apostle Peter is embedded in my definition of preaching. Listen to the definition now. Preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments in order to change their thinking, bridle their emotions, and alter their wills for the purpose of converting sinners, sanctifying saints, and preparing people for heaven. The definition is in three parts, and so we'll have three short lessons. The first part of the definition is a simple statement. Preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments. Yes, preaching begins with God, God communicating. And the word preached is the Word of God, or styled the Word of God, when the word preached is based upon the truth of Scripture and comes to us by the power of the Holy Spirit for the glory of God. And so, if the will of God is being proclaimed for the glory of God in the power of God, the preaching of the Word of God may be styled the Word of God. So preaching, as I define it, is God communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments. Yes, preaching is God communicating. Preaching is not simply the reading of Scripture. Preaching is not simply the reading of a manuscript. Preaching is not simply going through a teaching outline. But preaching is the communication of the truth of God to the hearts of the people who are present. There is a divine dynamic which is present in preaching. Preaching, since it is communication, is a two-way process. All communication is actually a two-way process. Preaching is not just the preacher standing up and reading a manuscript and setting forth information for the people to jot down in their own notes. It's not getting the notes of the pastor into the notes of the people. But preaching, as I understand it, as the Bible understands it, is the communication of the truth of the Word of God to the hearts of the people. And this communication, as I say, is a two-way process. When people listen to the preacher on a Sunday morning or a Sunday afternoon or at a prayer meeting on a Wednesday evening, they send signals back to the minister who is proclaiming the Word of God. And very often the minister pays little attention to the way the congregation is communicating to him as he's preaching. But he needs to pay more attention to what they're telling him in their nonverbal activity. Oh yes, sometimes they will verbalize expressions and verbalize assent as they agree with the preaching of the minister by giving an amen or a hallelujah, but very often there are nonverbals that are communicated to the minister. And these nonverbals should be understood by the pastor as he's preaching. Communication is a two-way process. And if the Word of God is to impinge upon the heart of those who are listening, then the preacher must understand how his Word or the Word of God which he's preaching is being received by the people. Preaching is therefore God communicating, and God is the triune God. When I first presented this definition of preaching in a class, one of the students raised his hand, and he said, well, where's the Holy Spirit? And I thought for a moment, and I said, well, I'm Trinitarian, and when I speak of God, I'm speaking of the triune God. I'm speaking of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so I chose to amend my little definition of preaching by stating it in this way. Preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth. I also added, isn't it important for us to understand that Jesus Christ is present in preaching, that Jesus Christ is himself present in the Word as it is being presented to the congregation, that he is resident by the power of his Spirit in the Word of God. And so our preaching is Trinitarian in its very essence. Preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating his truth. And this truth is truth distilled from Scripture. Let me go back to 1 Peter chapter 1 once again, verse 22. Since you have, in obedience to the truth, purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren. Fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but in imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring Word of God. The Word of God being proclaimed is the truth of God distilled from Scripture. Now, as we get into the preaching process a little bit more, and I hope to do that, I want to discuss with you how you distill the truth from a particular Scripture text. And those of you who know me know that I'm a proponent of the one-point sermon. I'll not go into that now, but just suggest to you that when you distill the truth of God from a Scripture text, you have one main point. You have the truth of God. And when you have the truth of God, that truth begins to burn in your heart if you're a real minister of the Word of God. And it is that truth given to the people under the power of the Holy Spirit, which is the means whereby men and women are born again to a living hope. And this is what Peter is telling us. So preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments. Yes, preaching is God communicating His truth set down in the Scriptures over 3,000 years ago in some cases, in our world today. In other words, we bring the truth of God from the past into the present. Now, we need to talk a little bit about that, and we'll do so in the future, but let me emphasize the fact that the truth of God is brought from the past into the present. And this means properly defining terms so they're understood by people in the present day, by properly relating concepts so that they're properly understood by people in the world today, by properly illustrating concepts so that they're understood by people in the world today. The truth needs to be brought from the past into the present, and it's done so that it impinges upon the hearts of the people in the pew. And so I say, preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth in our world. But it's not enough for us to communicate the truth of God in our world generally. The truth of God must be presented to and directed to the people who are sitting in the chairs or the pews or the benches in the congregation before the minister. The preaching of the Word of God is directed to the people in the pew. Preachers often begin sermons with the thought that, well, when I write this series of sermons, I'll have a book that I can put together. And that book will have a lot of influence for a lot of people who are not sitting in the congregation. But remember, first of all, that the preaching of the Word of God is not for a general audience, but it's directed to an audience which is directly before the pastor. And so the Word of God must be made relevant for the people that are in the pew and directed toward the people who are in the pew. A few years ago, when I was working through Calvin's sermons on Genesis, that is the first volume of the sermons on Genesis, preface I learned was written by John R.W. DeWitt. And Dr. DeWitt made quite an interesting and arresting statement about Calvin's sermons on Genesis. He said as he read the sermons, he sensed that there was a kind of immediacy resident in those sermons. And he felt like he was sitting in the congregation with the people in Geneva, listening to those sermons. That's a characteristic of preaching that ought to be present in all sermons given in the congregation. There ought to be a sense of immediacy where the sermon is directed to the people in the pew and applied to the people in the pew. T.H.L. Parker tells us that when he's speaking about expository preaching, he says, if there's no explanation, there's no exposition. And he also says, if there's no application, there is no preaching. And application ought to be made directly to the people in the congregation. Preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth in our world to people in the pew. And this preaching comes to us through human instruments. Again, when I first presented my definition of preaching to a class at Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary, one of the men in the class raised his hand again and said, well, where's the minister? And I thought to myself, well, that's a very good question. Where is the minister? The minister is the human instrument through which God pleases to communicate His truth. And we must remember that as human instruments, we preachers are very fallible human instruments. And we are to communicate the truth of God as it is derived from Scripture. We dare not communicate our own hobby horses and our own predilections, but we must present the Word of God. We must be those who are directed by the Word of God, and we must imbibe the emotion of the Word of God so that we preach the Word of God. Years ago, when I was preaching in Sterling, Kansas. I got up one Lord's Day morning and without thinking let our Cocker Spaniel puppies out the front door. And immediately they ran across the highway in front of our house. And one of them was struck by a truck and killed, and the other one was also struck by that same truck and had a broken leg. Well, you can imagine that my daughters were literally basket cases before church on this particular Lord's Day morning. And I was also full of emotion and sadness as a result of this accident that had occurred, which was precipitated by my own foolish actions in letting the dogs out the front door of the house. But I had to go to church and proclaim the truth of the Word of God, and not my own emotions, but I had to imbibe the emotion of Scripture and present the compassion of Christ and the love of God in Christ Jesus. And so it is with every minister. We must be cognizant of the fact that we are very fallible subjects of the Word of God and very fallible instruments utilized by God in the presentation of the Word of God. Preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments. And we will continue in the next episode, the next lesson, the second part of this definition of preaching.